Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the SoCap Improv Comedy Podcast. My name is Ralph, Ralph McLeod, the owner and artistic director of the SoCap Improv Comedy Theater at 154 Danforth Avenue in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We have improv classes, shows, events. You can rent our space, put on your own show. We do corporate events, private events. Got a birthday party coming up. Want to get a group of people together and do an improv class? Oh, boy. It's super duper fun. And I think I've done like six of them in the last year. They're really, really great. And they're not that expensive. They might surprise you. Get 10 or 15 of your friends together. Get a teacher and improvise for 2 hours. You know, it's like $200-$300. That's not that bad. I mean, think how much you're going to rent for a party room. You'll have a much worse experience. Probably. I don't know. Maybe not. But I think you would. I just want to pause before I get started to thank this week's sponsor. This week's sponsor is Dale's Alligator Petting Farm. Looking for a wild adventure? Come visit Dale's Alligator Petting Farm, where you can get up close and personal with some of nature's most fascinating creatures. We've been delighting visitors for years. Come pet our gators today. Dale's Alligator Petting Farm, formerly Dale and Sons Alligator Petting Farm, just off Route 68. I wonder what happened to Dale's son. I have no idea. Anyway, so this podcast is geared towards improvisation for the stage, but I am more interested now, or at least as interested in using all of these techniques off stage. And when I say off stage, I mean in the real world. When you're interacting with people, you know, at some dinner party somewhere, and you're like, boy, I wish I knew any way how to make this more fun and less likely that I want to gouge out my eyeballs with this salad fork. And that's what improv can certainly do for many of us. And I've seen it happen, and kind of a segue, but I was just thinking, you know, I've been asked this question, you know, my students, what do my students get and or whatever. What do my students get out of me? What was the question? What do your students learn? I think was the question that I got. And to me, the hallmark of the people who've been with me for a long time that I notice about them on stage is they're panicked. They don't panic. They never panic. They don't rush. They slow down. They take their time, and they play the moments. And that gives me so much joy that's what my students in general, not all of them, and you know, because everybody's different, but you know, if I was to pick a hallmark of what my students get out of teaching, you know, studying with me, that's what they get. They slow down, they're playful, play the moments, they don't worry about where the scene is going or how to be funny. Maybe that last one, I don't know about that last one. But they don't hurry, they don't panic, they don't freak out, they don't, you know, go to low-hanging fruit to get a laugh. They play, and they take their time. So today I want to talk about something that comes up quite a lot, and it is more common among newer improvisers, but by no means is this limited to them. And it's something that we all fall into the trap of, and I'm sure I still do it occasionally. It's probably one of the things that would happen to me, and I would think, oh, that was, can't believe that happened to me. And what I'm talking about here is this tendency among improvisers to stop the action and or to talk about this something rather than doing it. But the big one for me, the more critical one, is the stopping of the action. And you know, it's a typical example or a cliche example of character A says, let's go to the beach. And character B says, nah, I don't want to go to the beach. Okay, so that's stopping. Well, that's so much wrong. I was gonna say so much wrong with that. And I mean, it really depends on what comes after that, whether that determines that was wrong or not. But on the surface of it, you've got a perfectly good idea. Let's go to the beach, and the counter, which is no, and the real bad part there for me, or destructive part, is there's no other, nothing else is offered as an alternative. And so the character that suggested going to the beach, or the actor, improviser, now has to come up with a new thing if the person who says, no, I don't want to go to the beach, doesn't offer anything else. So, kind of guideline number one here, if you're not enthusiastic about what someone has offered you, number one, ask yourself, why not? And B, you'd better come up with a much better idea. And then you should also kind of apologize to that person, or yeah, I would say apologize, like, or have a discussion at least about why going to the beach is not a good enough idea. Anyway, so that's this sort of cliche one, or a cliche example, where we will stop, where characters will stop action, or actors will stop action on behalf of their characters. And the reason that happens, in my view, is it comes down to generally fear. That one's not going to instill a lot of fear. Let's go to the beach. It's a little bit of like, well, how do I mind getting to the beach? I've got to, where am I now? I've got to get into a car. Are we just going to say, well, later at the beach? And some people who don't know that they can do that and just say, let's go to the beach later at the beach. And then they're there and they've already accepted it. That's one way you can certainly do it. I'm more of a fan of let's travel. We can travel to the beach. We can walk to the beach. And there are ways to do that on stage that it looks like you've traveled a fair distance, but in turn, reality, you've just done one walk across the stage in a turn, like, oh, here we are at the beach. It's been lovely. And the audience will suspend their disbelief. Anyway, getting way off topic. So that's a tendency, is the stopping of action, typically over fear. So going to the beach is not a big one, although there's that things I pointed out. But there might be other, like, let's get on a roller coaster. That's, or jump out of an airplane, the skydive. Those are two big ones. And I'd say the vast majority, well over 90% of the scenes I've seen of people who jump out of airplanes, or are going to get on a roller coaster, they will come up with a million reasons not to do the thing. Again, probably because of fear, because of, I don't know how to mime this thing. That seems daunting and probably not that interesting. And so that's another one where fear is more prevalent and obvious. And so those scenes tend to be two people talking about other things and why do we do this? And I don't want to do this anymore. And I was drunk when I said yes, and blah, 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 blah. And nothing happens and nobody cares. And it seems really boring. And it usually will end with them deciding to jump out of the plane or get on the roller coaster, and by then everybody's asleep and the scene's over. So what do you do if you get a suggestion of jumping out of an airplane? Well, you could pick up from where you've landed. Wow, that was fun. That was this I don't want to do that again, but that was great. Or what I like to do is immediately jump out of the plane. It's been a long time since I got that as a suggestion, but if I did, and I would do the same thing, I would just immediately jump out of the plane. Because now you're in the unknown. And now, even though that's harder, the audience is most likely going to be with you because they don't know what's going to happen. Is your parachute going to work? Are you going to reach the ground? Okay, what's going to happen? And so those are some of the obvious examples that happen. Another one is like two characters are in a romantic situation and it's escalating towards a sexual encounter. That one also would require some nuance to get around. The big one there that I often see is, well, we don't have to go right from, hey, this is my apartment, to we're, deep in each other, shall we say. You can. What was it like a drink? Let me dim the lights. Let's put on some music. So, have you ever done anything like this before? There's lots of the romancing up into the actual consummation of the evening, if you want to put it that way. And as long as you're progressing, we'll watch that, not forever, but for quite a while, as long as action continues, which goes to my point, or goes to my, I guess, the reason I talk about don't stop action is once you stop action, nothing is happening, your audience will go to sleep. Narrative is two things. Or the progression of story is it's discovery. The audience or the characters discover something they did not know before. Oh, my spouse is cheating. Oh, so and so was attracted to me. Oh, I got fired. These are action. Or sorry, the last one's not really a discovery. Oh, I've been fired is a discovery. The other one is an action. Something happens. I've been fired. I have discovered my spouse in the midst of a romantic affiliation with some stranger. So these are also action, and you need one of those two to drive a story forward. And so when you shut down action, you stop the most obvious way to move a scene forward. So just a little bit about action, because let's go to the beach is not really action in this terms of story character sense, but it is enough of a forward momentum to keep the audience go, okay, I'm with you. But eventually you're gonna have to get to the action of the scene. And in this way, so just to point out the difference, there's a difference between getting a cup of coffee and asking someone else to join you for a cup of coffee because you want to talk to them or because you like them. So there's different qualities there, and but for this discussion, don't stop either one of them. Even if it's something you dislike, you know, well, it's time to your hand is covered, got gangrene. We're gonna cut off your arm. Of course, you know, the most actors and characters and improvisers, well, the characters and improvisers are different. Most actors, improvisers would pull their hand away. No, you're not cutting my hand off. And of course, that's what the character wants. The character doesn't want their hand cut off. But as the actor, you've got to let your character do it. So if you've got in a scene and you've got gangrene and the character playing the doctor or whomever with the machete wants to take off your arm, oh man, I didn't think I'd lose my arm this way, but here it goes. Remember, it's not real. So you can get your arm cut off in a scene. You just have to provide an explanation as to why your character would say yes. And this one, we get it because your hand is gangrenous. And if you do not remove it, you will subsequently die from that. You can also have other reasons. You can have reasons that are not even that, well, they have to be somewhat relatable, but they may be things that I wouldn't do. So a character said, you know, it might be, well, I'm going to cut off your arm with my machete. You know what? I've never had that level of pain. I wonder what that's like. That is something that, though that's not quite relatable, at least not to me. Like I've never had that level of pain, and I'm not really keen to try it. But I understand on some level why somebody would, because you've explained it to me. You've justified it. You've made it somewhat relatable. Oh, okay, he wants an experience, or they want an experience, unlike something they've ever had. Okay, you know, the thing is, when it gets too unrelatable, people will tune out. But the base thing here, the base point, is do not stop action. Try to keep action going, unless it is something you do not want to do. If you're doing a scene with some dude and you don't know them and they're doing a sexual thing, stop it. Absolutely. Stop it. Don't do anything you don't want to do. Maybe they want to be in a car and they see, oh, there's a pack of dogs running across the street. Let's run them down. No, we're not doing that. Don't do anything you don't want to do. But within the realm of make-believe that you are comfortable with, try to keep action going, even if it is something you do not like. Oh, hey, I'm gonna cut your hair. Ooh. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, it's that time. It is getting kind of long. Allow the action to happen, because remember, it's not real. And the action, no matter what it is, like that kind of action, the action that is not tied to character or emotion, like getting your hair cut, which it can be, but in this case, it's just like it's just a plot point, or a beat of, you know, of gotta find a way to differentiate action and doing stuff. This is a doing thing. And it's It doesn't matter unless it affects you in an emotional way, and then it will matter. But getting a haircut, grabbing a cup of coffee, getting into your car, taking your keys out, these are just little bits of business. Business, that's probably what it is, and they don't matter. Discovering your keys are missing and then going, oh no, now I've got to go back to my ex's house and get my spare set of keys. That's action, because you can tell, ooh, it fills us with a sense of emotion and purpose. Anyway, that's my thing for today. Try to do everything you can to keep the action going. You can subvert it, move it, whatever you want, but you want to keep doing things. I'll get into this another time because I'm running out of time, but since I'm on the topic of action, the minute you hear yourself or another person saying, you know what we should do, you immediately do it. We should go for coffee. Hey, let's sit down here and have a cup of coffee. We should quit our jobs. Hey, boss, go to heck. I'm saying heck because I don't want to get a bad rating here. But anyway, you know what I mean? As soon as you say we should, or why don't we, immediately do that thing. That's what you should do. All right. Thanks, everybody. This has been another episode of the SoCap Improv Comedy Podcast. My name's Ralph. We'll see you here next time for more improv comedy-related content. Take care. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.